For South Sudanese rapper Luol Dawoh, music can be an act of political defiance. He took the stage at this nightclub in Juba the day after soldiers stormed another venue to stop his performance. On another occasion, his fans had to smuggle him out the back to avoid arrest. It is part of the struggle for hip-hop artists in this tightly controlled country.
Well, hip-hop is a type of music where you talk, you pass messages and talk about the suffering of the people and be the voice of the voiceless, basically. And I feel like South Sudan, there's a lot of people who are voiceless, a lot of injustices, a lot of unfairness.
Luol is one of South Sudan's most popular rappers. Raised in the United States, Luol returned to what was then Southern Sudan in 2009 in hope of helping the country grow. South Sudan got its independence 2 years later, but has known little besides war, poverty, and corruption since. Luol's lyrics push the boundaries of free speech in a country where perceived government critics have been jailed, beaten, or killed. The government banned one of Luol's most popular songs from radio stations. Dola Jadidze means new nation. In it, Luol criticizes local officials who he says always reply, "We are a new nation," as an excuse for the lack of basic services. Luol says he received death threats after releasing that song.
It's just people trying to rattle me, trying to scare me, and trying to get me to sing things that make no sense or talk about falseness and fake things that are not really happening, clubbing and what, but that's not the reality in South Sudan.
Luol says he now wants to use his music to preach unity. South Sudan is emerging from 2.5 years of civil war that has divided the country by tribe. Luol is working on a new album, collaborating with producers and singers from the country's various ethnicities.
Music brings people together, and that's what we need right now, this time of peace and reconciliation. We need to unify and have that nationhood, that love for South Sudan, you know, because we're all South Sudanese at the end of the day.
And if authorities try to stop Luol from spreading his new message?
I just have to be myself. I can't change for any intimidation or any fear, because you only live once, and I cannot live like a coward.
Despite the harassments, Luol is one South Sudanese citizen who has not given up on building his nation. Jason Patinkin for VOA News, Juba.